all you need to create an OpenMovie project in Blender is Blender and the desire to share the fruits of your labor with other people.
So just describe real quickly physically where we are.
We're in Northampton, driving to Amherst and Hampshire College, where we'll be visiting the drone and the production of two. So 3D animation is animation on a computer using a piece of software that can model like 3D representations of objects, objects that have, you know, height and depth and, you know, three dimensions.
How is it different than claymation?
Well, claymation, you actually are given a physical object that you're interacting with in the real world. In the case of 3D animation, unlike claymation, the object isn't real. It's not there. There's nothing you can actually touch. It's merely displayed on a screen, and it can be manipulated in its virtual three dimensions.
Could you give me a one-word synopsis of Tube?
A one-word synopsis of Tube. Okay, let me think. Okay, let me think. If I say the wrong word, I'm gonna get like, this is really important. I mean, I'll get crucified for saying the wrong thing. So I'm going to... Perspective.
Give me a two-word synopsis of the two projects.
Okay, it's getting harder. I thought it would get easier with two words, but...
So, what are you up to?
I'm working on lighting a shot for a Tube, and it's basically Gilgamesh rushing over and leaning over a banister. The light's coming in from the side, and I'm trying to make it look like it would actually exist.
So how do you go about doing that?
Tweak the lights, and then you hit render, and then you tweak them again, and ask for feedback. Stuff like this is tweaking colors, and it's able to tweak like the highlights and the shadows independently, which is always fun. And then we have things that tweak everything universally, and I usually use those to adjust contrast as well. And the rest of it's mostly overlapping render layers. That's the roof, and then the clouds in front of the roof, and then the paper that she's reaching for, and then the railing, and then the character, and then the character's hair, because the character's hair is fun and exciting all the time.
On the coin layer for some reason.
No, I moved it because I thought it... Yeah,
so here it is. So this guy is underscore comma. So it's just...
My name is Pablo Vasquez. I'm an artist, CG artist, lighting. Compositing.
Can you describe the process of compositing and what that is all about?
Compositing is basic, is something you should do at the end, but sometimes you start with that. You take an image, like for example this image. It could be all one big thing, but for convenience sometimes you split in layers, render layers. So you have like these little guys in one layer, and then you have like the paper, which is something we need to take care of separately, like change the color and pick some little settings. We have it in another layer, and then we have the background in another layer.
I'm gonna say two-word synopsis would be dominant ideas.
So describe this. What's going on in the scene?
Gilgamesh has just been hit by a train, and she basically, her body has been ripped in half, kind of thing. And so her legs are facing this way, and her torso is facing this way. And she's the Gilgamesh inside the train is watching, basically a different version of her, like disintegrate, on the tracks while she's trying to get up.
So Gilgamesh is a youngish traveler in a subway station who's lost somebody dear to her and is afraid of dying and looking for a way out. And she doesn't exactly get what she bargained for, but in the process kind of lays bare some of the ideas we have and what the ramifications might be regarding immortality or like the permanence of the soul or whatever you want to call it.
Are you afraid of dying?
Yes. This is not really, well, if you do accept, if you decide to put your trust in some authority or figure of power who assures you of against the things that you're afraid of, you're also surrendering a large amount of your agency and your personal responsibility in that authority, and you might be giving up a lot more than you bargained for something that perhaps that particular authority can't ever deliver to you in the end.
And so why convey this complex notion through visual art and filmmaking and particularly animation?
I mean it's easier to answer that question about like visual art in general than to answer about animation.
Perhaps it's just that's your medium.
I mean that's one reason. It's what the medium you're working in, but like the other one is that like if you kind of lecture at people, you risk falling into the same kind of traps that they're already in, or you're already in.
It's falling into a trap.
Nice. if you tell it visually, and especially if you try to find ways that are like a little bit more honest and less direct about dealing with what you're dealing with, you're not really lecturing people directly. I think the main reason I like doing this with visual means and with this kind of like oblique type of storytelling that we're doing is that it's really open up for misinterpretation
and that anarchic quality you like.
Yeah. I mean, I think like if you were, you know, if you're just gonna write it down as like a paragraph, you know, then just write it down as like, you know, a paragraph of text and tell people you must do this or that, but you know.
Yeah. Basam?
Multiply 12 by 24 by 60.
12.
Do it in your head.
By 24. By 50.
60. 60 seconds in a minute.
17,280 frames, approx.
It's not that much.
It's not that much. Without credit, though.
Yeah, without credit.
But you have to render the credits.
And 12 is approximate anyway, so.
Yeah, so with credits, might be like 30,000.
Maybe more, 100,000.
100,000 frames of credits.
Also, we might decide to make this a feature. All we have to do is take one shot and make it, let's say,
like
an hour
and a half
long,
hours long,
just stretch it.
Last question of the documentary, final one. When will we get to see this film?
Good question. Sometime soon? 2000... 2013-ish, 14-ish. Yeah. For sure. Gilgamesh.
Thank you.
Thank you.